do what you want, believe what you want, and you will. I know that. But don't be foolish in what you believe. Don't take my word for it. Talk to people who do it for a living, who bring down buildings for a living. Demolition experts, people in the military who are explosives experts, people like me who went to booby trap schools and were taught how to bring down hard targets by the military. And I'm telling you right now, you don't do it with a truck full of fertilizer, and you don't bring down huge buildings like the Trade Center towers by crashing planes into the upper floors. Something blew up on the main structural members at the bottoms of those buildings, both of them, that brought those buildings down, folks. Everybody in Manhattan heard the explosions. So, we have been attacked. This country has been attacked. Freedom has been attacked. Our Constitution, hasn't been in reality in existence for a while. Now I can tell you probably for sure that it's going to disappear forever. Martial law has been declared nationwide, even though it has not been announced to the American people. Martial law is, right now, at this instant, in effect. Several states are under martial law. Several governors have called up the National Guard. A regiment of United States Army troops have been deployed in Washington, D.C. The entire United States government has evacuated all government buildings and have gone underground to their hard site locations and command centers. The president is not on his way to the White House, as the media has reported, and will not go to the White House. The Secret Service is deployed all around the White House, outside of the grounds, with machine guns. This is a terrible thing. It's an attack upon the whole human race. The main target, ladies and gentlemen, is freedom. And freedom, as we have always known it, is no more. Will disappear. The term will be redefined probably as freedom is whatever the law allows you to do. There will be no more rights. The law will not be restricted. They're going to pass some draconian legislation from this. You can expect that bare minimum, 10,000 people are dead. Bare minimum, betcha. Maybe a lot more than that. At least 50,000 people work in the World Trade Center towers. Not only that, but there were a lot of tourists in the World Trade Center towers at the time that this happened. You see, there are thousands of tourists go up to the top of those buildings every day to an observation center, and there's some shops up there where you can look out over Manhattan and New York and into New Jersey for a long, long way. It's beautiful. I've been up there. So you can bet there were a lot of tourists in the buildings that don't work there. There are probably delivery people and visitors who don't work in the building. So you can add, between the two buildings, maybe another 10,000 people on top of the 50,000 that worked in those two buildings. And between the Pentagon and the World Trade Center towers, you can expect a minimum of 10,000 people dead and many, many more injured, wounded, or maimed. And when you add up all the people who ran to those buildings after the planes crashed into them to try to help with the evacuation and help people who might be wounded to fight the fires, who knows how many firemen and fire department people were in the building trying to get up the stairwells with hoses and things to the floors to fight the fires. Who knows how many policemen and emergency medical technicians and medical personnel went into the building to try to help the wounded and injured during their evacuation. Both of the towers came down, folks, after tremendous explosions occurred at ground level. So, there you have it. I wrote about this in my book. I even named the city. I said it was going to be New York. I hate that. But You see, you have to... That's how Hitler came to power in Germany. When he didn't get enough votes, when the Nazi Party did not get enough votes to take over the German Congress, which was the Reichstag, and install Hitler as the new Reich Chancellor, they burned the Reichstag. And that gave Hitler the excuse to destroy and round up all of his political enemies and establish himself as the Reich Chancellor of Germany. And the Nazi Party then, as we all know, took over the whole country. And that's the scenario. That was the reason for the destruction of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building. And that's what's truly behind what's happening today. Don't take my word for it. Do your own research. Do your own investigation. Watch what happens as a result of this. And you'll see that I'm right on target. I know exactly what I'm talking about. This is a long-range plan that I saw many years ago. It's on our website. It's called Majesty 12. Go there and read it and see if I didn't call the shot. I called it right on the money. And I hate that. But that's how they cause public reaction to cry for the changes that they want to make that actually will enslave the people who cry for those things to be done. And you watch, Americans will be asking for more draconian laws, more security, more cameras on the street corners, and maybe even a camera in your home. Who knows? But that's what's going to come out of this. Freedom is going to be no more. Unfortunately, that's the upshot of the whole thing. 520-333-4578 is the number, and after we get a handle on this and see that maybe nothing else is going to happen at all, then we'll open the phone for comments and discussion from the listening audience. I want to again caution you folks: don't pass on rumor, don't make up stories, don't do stupid things like phone in bomb threats and stuff like, you know, it's happening all over the place. Stupid people, idiots, are adding to the chaos by doing those kinds of things. Don't go around telling people that somebody's going to blow up the school or anything like that. You know, that's not what this is about.
You know, this is going to be one of those days people are going to be asking, where were you?
This is like the day Kennedy was assassinated or... anything else. We'll never forget this day, and unfortunately...
Let's go to Lauren Ashburn. She's at the USA Today building in Roslyn. Lauren?
Yes. Hi, Buck. We are right at 1000 Wilson Boulevard in Arlington, Virginia. Over my shoulder, you can see the Pentagon, the pictures you have been showing all morning long. We do have some new information for you. You just talked about the report that some battle carrier groups were being deployed. We do know that the USS John Kennedy is being deployed, as is the USS George Washington, those battleship carrier groups out of Norfolk.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Bill.
Yeah.
CBS just reported a few minutes ago that Chuck Hagel, who's a senator with connections to the Bilderberg Organization, was quoted as saying, America is changed forever.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah, that's that. Anybody can predict that. It's true.
Right, but coming from a Bilderberger, standing, it has a little extra impact.
Yep.
Thank you.
That's correct.
Bye.
And you all just heard that they have deployed two carrier strike forces. The Navy has deployed two carrier strike forces. They may just be going to sea in order to be at sea in case they get an order to strike wherever they're going to. I guarantee you they're going to strike somewhere. Guaranteed. We will be at war before another day passes. I can guarantee you with somebody we will be at war. We're going to strike somewhere. They have to do that. They have to have somebody to blame this on. And, you know, probably whoever they're going to strike had absolutely something to do with it. I don't know who that is yet. And all I can tell you is we'll find out as time goes by. But they will be striking somebody somewhere. And they may be striking at groups within this country. And if you're one of the member of any of the groups that I discussed earlier, make sure that you take steps to protect yourselves from arrest or attack. Traditionally, governments, when things like this happen, use or seize the opportunity to blame their political enemies, and they round them up. They're called purges, pogroms. You know, you've heard about it, you've read about it. And this is what happens. They create a situation where they can look around and single out their political enemies, round them up, arrest them, and they just disappear. This is what happens, and nobody cares. You think anybody's going to care what the government does to whoever they decide to pin this on, whoever they pin it on actually did it or not? Do you think anybody in this country is really going to care what happens to those people? No. Not at all. They'll be doing what they did to the Branch Davidians after they got through demonizing David Koresh and the Branch Davidians. I heard Christians, people who call themselves the followers of Jesus, I heard them say, "Those people deserved what they got. They were just a bunch of religious fanatics." Can you imagine that? Well, you can expect the same thing to be said about whoever the government targets to go after because of this. And I'm telling you, they may seize the moment to go after patriot leaders and militia members all over this country. If they do that, you had better make sure that you took the steps necessary to protect yourselves. And you should be doing that right now. Go underground now. Be ready to fight for freedom if you have to. Don't strike out in any other manner except in self-defense, period. Understand that. But once attacked, please don't let them take out the leadership that's loyal to the Constitution and constitutional Republican government in this country, or those who are willing to fight and die for it if necessary. It's going to be a big test for a lot of people. Maintain calm. Don't go off the deep end. Don't get hysterical. Don't pass around rumor. Don't participate in all the baloney that's going on. Okay, folks? But be ready to defend yourselves. If they should use this opportunity to destroy those of us in this country who oppose the New World Order. And that could be one of the offshoots of the many things that are going to happen because of this. You heard the reporters, you heard the last caller. There should be no doubt in anyone's mind that freedom will be redefined after this day. In fact, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't believe that freedom's going to exist for anybody after this day. I think the Bill of Rights is history, and what else can I say?
See a lot of people running out. We heard of bodies jumping from the building and body parts. And New York City Mayor Giuliani says what he knows is that this is a horrendous loss of life.
The only thing in the air over the Washington area, frankly over the United States right now, military jets, aircraft, helicopters. The FAA has grounded all planes. No planes will take off the rest of the day. Had one friend flying in from California. He made it as far as Kansas. The FAA told all aircraft in the sky to land at the nearest possible airport.
We have Hussein Ibish on the phone of the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee. I'm sorry if I got the title wrong.
No, that's exactly correct.
Thank you, Mr. Ibish, for being with us. Your reaction to what has happened today?
I'm devastated. I'm absolutely appalled. I think that the entire nation is in a state of shock. I don't think we were prepared for this at all. I think that all Americans were the target of this disp- despicable, reprehensible set of actions. And the Arab American community, and I know this not just from my own reaction, but from, you know, talking to my friends and my colleagues all morning long, is really devastated by this. We are horrified. We feel attacked ourselves as much as any other group of Americans, and we are in a state of shock and utter devastation.
Mr. Ibish, you say you feel under attack yourself as any other Americans, but even more so, do you think that there will be people who will look at Arab Americans and see only terrorists instead of human beings?
Sometimes that has happened, but I think that we have had enough experience with rushes to judgment in the past with the Oklahoma City bombing and TWA Flight 800 that we know that, first of all, that you can only hold individuals responsible for their actions and not blame entire groups of people or ethnicities or religions or anything like that. I think Americans know that. They're fair people. They understand that. And I think also that we know that until the police work is done, and this conspiracy is so massive, so gigantic, that I have confidence in our law enforcement officials that they'll be able to get leads very quickly, and that I'm sure we'll be able to bring the criminals to justice, and I hope we do, so that we should, of course, recall that sometimes we've been sure that, attacks on things like the Oklahoma City Federal Center or the Murrah Building were originated outside our country, and they turned out to be, from groups based within the United States.
Yes.
So we should be cautious and proceed, with due deliberation and resist rushes to judgment. But I think we do need to stand together as a society and, you know, make sure that the criminals who are responsible for this are brought to justice as quickly as possible.
Mr. Ibish, thank you very much, sir, for speaking with us.
Well, thank you.
Did you hear that, folks? He said it was a conspiracy. That makes him a conspiracy theorist, I guess. You know, the government and everybody for years has been trying to tell you that there's no such thing as conspiracy. Nobody ever engages in conspiracies. There are no conspiracies. And anybody thinks there's a conspiracy is a conspiracy theorist. But the truth is, what happened today is a part of a huge conspiracy, very sophisticated, very coordinated, had lots of money, had training, had plans probably in place for over several years to be able to coordinate something like this as well as it was coordinated. It wasn't just airplanes flying into targets. Those two World Trade Center towers were brought down by explosives placed upon the main structural reinforced concrete members that hold those buildings up. Nothing else could bring those buildings down. An airplane crashing in to one of those buildings won't do it. Absolutely won't do it.
Point in the building. The building was very quickly evacuated. People were sent as far away from the building as possible.
They're talking about the Pentagon.
Many people were sent home. And again, with a request, please call your loved ones right away to let them know you're okay. People were, again, sent as far away from the building as possible. We didn't know what might happen next, and the fire was burning very fiercely at that point in time.
Greg, well, sir, what happened?
Go ahead. No, I sensed no panic. People were moving very quickly for the exits to the building, but it was all very controlled.
Greg,
I'm sorry, say that again.
Is the FBI handling this exclusively, or is there any military organizations that are helping with the investigation?
Well, I'm sure the FBI would probably have the lead on this as any domestic sort of circumstance. We will assist wherever possible, but right now our focus is on controlling the fires in the building, taking a head count of the injured, making sure families are notified. That's our priority right now.
Go ahead.
Now remember, folks, after the Oklahoma City bombing, that I warned you that there would be many more terrorist attacks in this country, that they would be much, much worse than the Oklahoma City bombing ever, that you ever dreamed it could be, and that the major, most devastating attack would probably occur in a major population center like New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, or Washington, D.C., and I have always told you that I believe that the main target, even though it could have been, Chicago, L.A., or Washington, D.C., the main target would be New York City. Why? because the whole world looks at New York City as one of the major influential and important cities in the entire world, not just the United States. So to make a major impact, that city would have to be one that was one of the major targets. So I hate being right, but once again, I was right. I told you this would happen. And I also warned you that it would result in more draconian legislation and laws being passed, more draconian police measures being implemented in this country, and that's exactly what's going to happen. If you don't believe me, you just keep watching, because there's going to be so much pressure on Congress and the government to make sure that this never happens again that, you know, if you walk out of your house and your nose is pointed in the wrong direction, you're liable to find yourself in prison. So just be aware that, that's what this is really all about. It's not going to, this isn't going to, anybody, if you really believe that somebody would do this in order to create some kind of resolution between antagonists in the Middle East, you're nuts. You're absolutely insane. Because this just, you see, nobody's going to gain anything from this. Period. Everyone will lose. And whoever did this knows it. Knows it. If you're a military organization, or if you're whoever you are, you don't set out to destroy yourself by your actions. You set out to create situations that will improve your situation. And whoever did this knows absolutely that nothing good could come from this for them or from anyone else. This is a major attack upon freedom worldwide.
There was any warning, so to speak, of this aircraft's action. What did you ask just a second ago? You said,
where's the president?
I don't know.
The plane was from Dulles or Nashville?
No, I don't know any information at all on the plane.
There were reports early on of a second airplane headed toward the Pentagon, and fighters were scrambled. We saw F-16s in the air in this area. What can you tell us about that? Was that a false alarm?
Well, I don't.
I hate to say this, folks, but those of you who have listened to my broadcasts over the years and who have read my book, I predicted that these things would happen long ago, many years ago, long before anybody ever dreamed that anything even remotely similar to Waco or the Alfred P. Murrah building could happen in this country. Those things just didn't happen here. And so they said I was crazy, I was nuts, I was some kind of conspiracy theorist. But as the years have gone by, every prediction that I have ever made, ladies and gentlemen, has come true. Now I'm going to tell you, I didn't make these predictions because I'm some kind of psychic or God speaks to me, you know, in the middle of the night, or I got a crystal ball or something. Many years ago, when I was in the United States Navy, attached to the Office of Naval Intelligence as a member of the intelligence briefing team on the staff of the Commander-in-Chief of the United States Pacific Fleet, I saw a plan called Majesty 12, which contained an operation called Operation Majority. And that plan outlined all of these things that were to happen from that time into the future. And all I've done is research over the years in order to determine if that plan was true, who was behind it, and why, and so I could warn the American people. And I have done that. And all of the predictions that I have ever made, except for one, has come true. And the one that I made that didn't come true, I said that Manuel Noriega would not be tried in an American court because his arrest, deportation from Panama, and being brought into an American court as the head of a foreign nation violated his immunity as the head of that foreign nation under international law. And under international law, what was done to him could not be done. Well, I was wrong. Apparently, no law anymore is sacred or is in place if they don't want to follow it. And so they took Manuel Noriega, arrested him, the head of his own country, brought him here, tried him in a court, and threw him into prison. Which means that another country, if they're strong enough to do it, could do that to our president also. You see what I'm talking about? So I didn't think that they were there at that advance toward world government that they could get away with that, but apparently they were. And after today, they're even going to be more advanced. Major draconian steps taken after today that's going to strip us of our rights, our freedoms. The Bill of Rights is going to go right in the trash can almost immediately. You're going to see the opening of the borders between the United States and Mexico and the United States and Canada. And you're going to see the bringing together of Region 1 of the New World Order, which will erase the national identities of Mexico, the United States of America, and Canada. And eventually, you know, a world government will emerge from all of this. It will be totalitarian. It will be socialist. And there will be no rights for anyone, only privileges, which can be granted and taken away by whatever world governing body that is. And, you know, all the things that I predicted would come about after Waco and after the Oklahoma City bombing happened. And I predicted those things would happen and that those events would happen long before they ever happened. Long before they ever happened. I predicted what happened in New York City today. I didn't know it was going to be done by airplanes and shaped charges on structural members. I just knew that tremendous major terrorist attack would occur, most probably in New York City, and that there would be many thousands of lives lost. You've all heard me say that over the years on my broadcast. If you get my book and read it, you'll see that it's printed right in there. You can't miss it, along with several other possible scenarios, one of which is a landing of a flying saucer on the White House lawn, and out comes this little alien-looking guy, and the president tells us we have contact with another world. It would all be phony, fake, just like the Apollo moon landings, but it would be believed if the president said it was true. Isn't that terrible? That's how far down the ladder we've sunk, folks. Well, let's get some of your comments on all of this. You don't have to report now. No reports are coming in. Nothing new is happening. I believe that the worst of it is over. In fact, I believe it's all over for today. So now we'll get your calls and your comments. 520-333-4578. The phone is open. Keep your discussions to what happened this morning in New York City, Washington, D.C., and the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania, which we believe was trying to make it to Camp David. So we'll take your calls now and get your comments, what you think about all of this, and you know what you, where you think we're going with it, and what you're going to do about it. 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. If you're glued to the national media, folks, stop it now. All they're going to do is work you up into a frenzy. For the rest of the day, they're just going to be repeating what they've already told you and showing over and over again the collapse of the World Trade Center towers, you know, the burning Pentagon. They're going to get the opinions of everybody in the world. All of these so-called experts are going to be trooped in front of you. And it's all designed. Here's what it's designed to do. It's designed to get you ready to accept whatever measures the government decides to impose upon the citizens of this country and to approve of whatever strike they intend to carry out on whatever nation or nations in another part of the world in order to retaliate for what has happened this morning. So give me a call. Tell me what you think about all of this. And you know, I'm absolutely, I predicted this. I knew it was coming. And even though I knew it and I predicted it and I understand what the aftermath is going to be, I am completely blown away. I'm shocked. I am so sad and so hurt by all of this. And I feel such empathy and terrible, tremendous sympathy for all of those people who have lost their lives and loved ones. It's just the most incredible thing. It's the worst day in the history of the world, in my estimation, because it's not just an attack upon some people who got killed and this country at large. It's an attack upon freedom worldwide. 520-333-4578. I want to hear your comments. No matter what's playing, whether I'm talking or whether you're hearing, listening to other people or there's music, call anytime you want to and we'll go right to the phones.
The second plane going into the second tower of the World Trade Center. The first attack happened at 8:45. This happened about 9 o'clock. And about maybe 30 to 40 minutes later, we're going to see the first of the towers crumble into a heap of twisted metal. There again was that.
You see, I told you. That's what's going to happen all day long and all night long. You're going to see it over and over and over and over and over and over again. We're going to whip the nation into a hysteria so that everybody is crying for Congress and the government to do something. And what are they going to do? They're going to take your freedoms away, even though you had nothing to do with it. That's what happens. That's the result of things like this. I told you it was coming. I'm so sorry that I was right. 520-333-4578 is the number. And folks, don't forget, if anything does happen that I have not reported, I want to hear about it. Make sure it's, you know, not rumor. 520-333-4578 is the number. You can call anytime. Anytime the phone rings, we'll go straight to the phone.
In that crash near Pittsburgh, there was a man who was on a cell phone at the time, and he called 911. He was locked in the restroom. He said, "We are being hijacked. We are being hijacked." That was the passenger aboard United Flight 93. He was trying to call emergency personnel on his cell phone. Westmoreland County Emergency Dispatch Supervisor Glenn Kramer says a dispatcher got a call from a man who said he was locked in a bathroom aboard a plane. The quote about the plane being hijacked came from a transcript of the call. Flight 93 was headed from Newark, New Jersey to San Francisco. It had 38 passengers, two pilots, five flight attendants on board.
You heard it from former CIA Director Admiral Stansfield Turner and two experts on international terrorism. Our lives will never be the same. Everything about aviation, everything we do in this country will change from this day forward.
That plane that we were just telling you about.
You see, folks, another confirmation that what I've been telling you all of these years is true. It's a shame that nobody would listen, because all of this could have been avoided years ago if the American people could have awakened to what's really happening in this world. You're going to hear that echoed until everyone believes it and accepts it. Because that's the main goal, is to get you first to understand it, then to believe it, and then to accept it. And then the government will do whatever they consider to be necessary, which could be busting down these doors right here to shut me up, because this is the only broadcast in the entire world of any kind that's telling you the truth about what has happened this morning. I think that's beginning to dawn on some of you, finally.
Chesapeake Bay.
Once the World Trade Center was hit, we have some videotape of the Brooklyn Bridge being evacuated.
Oh,
look
people
at that.
People walking.
Oh.
You know, I told you earlier, I was concerned about our daughter who's there in college, and I couldn't get through, and they were saying, don't be worried, the circuits would be jammed, and a friend heard, and she called, and she's around the South Pier, and she said you could feel the building rumble. Kids who had left earlier for classes came running back. Some were covered with soot, and they were nowhere close to the World Trade Center, but that's just how far it all went. Let's listen to what's going on in New York City right now.
It just came out, 40 people in there, just explosion. Just a light flash out my window. My whole doorway to the entrance to my office blew open. My office was freaking out. I just told them to calm down and get to the center of the office. Everybody was fine on my floor. We just started heading down the stairs. I heard people were trapped in the bathroom. I ran to the bathroom. It was just blown out. I asked if anybody was in there. People weren't in there. So I started going down the steps. I heard people shouting. I stopped at like 68, and there's a woman in a wheelchair, and I got her in the strap wheelchair and just carried her down the steps and carried her down 68 floors, man. And then we got lost on the fifth floor. It was chaos.
Oh, my goodness.
There's going to be, I'm sure, some great stories of heroism. What can you do? Probably the best thing, if you really want to help, is to donate blood.
Donate blood.
Say a prayer.
Donate blood. 1-866 blood saves in our area. We've been talking about the exodus from the district. The district
say lots of prayers, folks, please. Everybody is so important. That everyone say prayers for all of these people who have been so devastated by this.
We do have a little bit of good news, if there is such a thing on a day like today. It looks like things have started to clear out around the Beltway. You're looking live at the American Legion Bridge. I can tell you this, that on the inner loop of the Beltway, we're not seeing too many delays right now as you make your trip between Bethesda and College Park. The outer loop of the Beltway is also running nicely across the bridge span until you get to about Springfield, and that's where we're having some problems. We're looking here at Springfield right now. Now, northbound on 95, we're seeing jam traffic from Dale City up to the Beltway. The problem there is that you can go no further than the Beltway, because at that point there is a closure in effect. Northbound 395 is closed between the Beltway and the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Southbound 395 is open. So what's happening is people are taking the northbound lanes of 95, they're getting up to the Beltway, and they must get off at the inner loop or the outer loop of the Beltway. So consequently, we're seeing traffic on the outer loop of the Beltway jammed from Springfield over to the Wilson Bridge. Inner loop delays begin about at St. Barnabas Road. But that's about the worst of it on the Beltway. Around town, of course, eastbound Constitution is closed at 23rd Street. Eastbound Pennsylvania Avenue shut down at 18th Street. Inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, that's just been shut down. That's new. And as you know, a lot of the there are a lot of closures around town that are just popping up here and there as security requires that. So we'll keep you posted on all of that. Mike and Andrea, back to you.
All right, Sherry Elliker, thank you very much.
You don't know what to do in a situation like this, but I guess the example...
Notice the tone of all this, ladies and gentlemen. It's so obvious that everything is going to change in this country after today that even the reporters, without any input from anybody, are making those observations themselves. You're hearing it from officials like Admiral Stansfield Turner and congressmen and senators and many other people have already made this statement. That freedom is out the window. Freedom is no more. And they're saying it in different ways, but it all means exactly the same thing. And what they're doing with all of this, you're going to see repetition. You're going to see nothing but repetition of what has happened this morning over and over and over again. And you're going to hear this. Everything's going to change in this country from now on. Even though people in this country had nothing to do with it, we're going to be the ones who are going to be punished for it. We're going to lose our freedoms. We're going to lose our Bill of Rights because of this. And there's going to be now no opposition to disarming anybody. And anybody who stands up and resists it and opposes it and speaks on behalf of freedom will be ostracized by the American people who are so hurt by all of this and are so emotional. They will not oppose any measures that the government wants to put into place to take away our freedoms if they believe it's going to prevent this from happening again. But you saw, they said what they did after the Alfred P. Muir Federal Building would prevent these kinds of things from happening again. Well, it didn't, and whatever they do now is not going to prevent it from happening again either. It's an attack upon the Constitution. It's an attack upon freedom. It's an attack upon freedom for all people all over the world. And you watch, you'll see that I'm absolutely correct in this. That's exactly what's going to happen. And anybody who stands up for freedom and opposes the measures that they're going to take because of what happened this morning is going to be demonized, ostracized, attacked, vilified, maybe arrested and put away forever.
Was in the plane. As we understand, there were no ground casualties. It's a very rural, remote area, a reclaimed strip mine area behind what was in the late 60s and early 70s a recreation area called Indian Lake.
All right, that's Greg Geis, a photographer from Channel 9, talking to us about the plane crash, some information he's been able to get a hold of in Pennsylvania. Still fire here at the Pentagon. We're seeing some smoke coming up. The fire seems to be trapped in underneath the roof of the Pentagon, between the ceiling and the roof. And we, you know, I think even saw a little bit of flame coming through the roof. Yep, we're starting to see some flames come through the roof toward the courtyard side. The plane crash is where the scarring is, all that black sooted area. The plane crash was on that side, and where the gaping hole is, that's where the plane crash occurred. But the fire has traveled into the building and now coming up through the roof. It's been trapped behind walls, between the ceiling and the roof line, and following pipe chases that run through this.
You notice, folks, that the plane that hit the Pentagon on the side where there were the most lower ranking military personnel and civilians working. Not one person of flag rank or general rank or the major military officers who work in the Pentagon have offices on the side that was hit. And of course, you know, like I said, folks, if I had access to that information when I was a member of the Office of Naval Intelligence on the staff of the Commander-in-Chief of the United States Pacific Fleet, then everybody in that building who is anybody also had access to that material.
SS George Washington going to New York and heading to the area of the Chesapeake Bay to provide air defense and support with medical needs.
The World Trade Center is gone.
Yeah.
I mean, both towers collapsed after terrorists slammed planes into the buildings.
Okay.
The, you know, what's scary is we haven't heard any word of casualties from New York, although...
No, we are certain that there may be many.
Yeah.
All right, folks, stop calling on the phone. Give me a break. Today is Tuesday, September 11th. We're trying to find any significance. Wednesday, September 12th is when the courts were supposed to hand down sentencing for the terrorist responsible for the 1998 bombings in Tanzania. Today, I know, is Tuesday, September 11th. Thank you. Now, let other calls come through to the newsroom, please. Thank you.
Hundreds of people rushed to Manhattan hospitals today to give blood, and officials called in every available surgeon and nurse to deal with the victims of the World Trade Center. The mayor has said, Mayor Rudolph Giuliani has said, the death toll, casualty toll is going to be, in his words, horrendous.
Hospitals in New Jersey and Connecticut are on alert for casualties from New York City. They say you can hear ambulances screaming down major thoroughfares across the city as victims were transported to St. Vincent's Catholic Medical Center in Lower Manhattan. All non-emergency patients have been discharged from the hospital so they can have enough beds to take in the more seriously injured.
We have reaction now from United Nations General Secretary Kofi Annan.
We are all traumatized by this terrible tragedy. We do not yet know how many people have been killed or injured, but inevitably the number will be high. Our first thoughts and prayers must be for them and for their families. I wish to express my profound condolences to them and to the people and government of the United States. There can be no doubt that these attacks are deliberate acts of terrorism, carefully planned and coordinated, and as such, I condemn them utterly. Terrorism must be fought resolutely wherever it appears. In such moments, cool and reasoned judgment are more essential than ever. We do not know yet who is behind these acts or what objective they hope to achieve. What we do know is that no just cause can be advanced by terror.
That was UN Secretary General Kofi Annan speaking about the terrorist attacks today. The United Nations building is one of the buildings in New York that has been evacuated as well.
Do you get the feeling, seriously, that you're going to wake up any minute and say this was the worst
nightmare? I'm curious, folks. Is there anybody out there who really believes that those airplanes crashing into the upper quarter of the two World Trade Center towers caused both of those buildings to collapse? Is anybody out there who really believes that? If you do, I'd like to hear your argument in defense of that. And don't worry, I'm not gonna jump on you. If you believe that and you can put up an argument that that supports that position, I'd like to hear from you. I really don't believe that there's anybody who could honestly make that kind of claim. But there may be somebody out there, and you may have a legitimate reason for believing that. So if you do believe it, I'd like for you to call 520-333-4578. I think the whole nation is in shock. Nobody is calling to give their comments or feelings about what has happened, because I think it's pretty obvious the way most people feel. I think everybody has just been stabbed right through the heart, including me. I think that this nation is probably, by and large, in shock. I think most people are riveted to their television sets or their radios. I think they are just absolutely in a state of shock. This morning when all this happened, I was asleep and somebody called me. And it was like 5 o'clock this morning. And the first thing that I said is, why are you calling me at 5 o'clock in the morning? Which is the first thing I'm always going to say. And then he told me why. I've always told you, if it's an emergency, you can call me anytime. 2 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, 12 noon, I don't care what time it is. If it's an emergency, something like this is happening, I want you to call me. But remember, if you call me at times that you shouldn't be calling me, I'm always going to ask why. The first thing out of my mouth is always going to be, why are you calling me at this time? And then if you tell me this is an emergency and something like this is going on, I'm going to thank you profoundly. And that's exactly what I did, and went directly to the television set to find out what was going on. And I was in shock, literally, even though I knew that this was going to happen. Even though I had predicted it for years, that it was, I was still, and still am, shocked by it. Terribly hurt by it, as I know that all of you listening are. Above most people, way beyond the imagination of most people, I understand what the consequences of this are going to be, and I don't think most people in this country or even around the world understand that or have even an inkling of what it is beyond the fact that they know nothing is ever going to be the same. Things are going to change drastically. They know that, but they don't know how much. They don't really understand or know the effect. When that's been the whole purpose of why I have been trying to convince everybody to understand that these things were coming, because I know the goals of the traitors in Washington, D.C. that want to bring about world government. I know the goals, and not just here, but around the world. It's a cabal of people who are interlocked through secret societies and organizations all over the world who are bringing about this one world government, this new world order. And I know what their plans are. You see, none of this is secret. It's not secret. They don't make any secret of it. It's all out in the open. It's all been published. It's all written down. Anybody can get their hands on it, and you can read it. I've read it to you over the air. I've given you the sources. I've told you what's coming. They've told us what's coming out of their own mouths. And I saw the official plan. That's top secret. It's held by the United States government to allow it to come about. Did you know that Bolshevik? What does that mean? Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Bill. Calling from Vermont. I live a couple miles from a nuclear power plant where they said that's... a little bit heightened security there. But I wanted to ask, I wonder about this plane that supposedly that they were saying just crashed and not giving us any more information. If it was on its way to Camp David or Washington or wherever, Is it possible that our own government had to shoot it down?
I don't know if the plane was shot down or what. All we know is that it crashed, and it crashed in a line. In other words, if it had continued going in the direction that it was traveling, it would have flown over or crashed into Camp David. That's all we know.
And we know from the caller that was on board with the cell phone that it was hijacked.
Yeah.
Now, if the government had to shoot down an airline of people to prevent it from killing more people
in the populated area, would they
tell us that they had to do that?
I don't know whether they would tell us or not, but it's exactly what they should do.
Right.
You cannot give in to terrorists.
Right.
Even if they're holding hostages, you can't do that. If you do that, then it gives every terrorist in the world a green light to do whatever they want to do.
And what happened to
But I don't believe that that plane was shot down.
I would hope not. But anyways, there was reports, Fox News reported that the State Department and possibly the Supreme Court building had some kind of explosions. I haven't heard any more about those.
No. There were no explosions in Washington, D.C. other than at the Pentagon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that's the kind of rumors I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
There were no explosions, no buildings blown up. Nothing happened in Washington, D.C. except a plane crashed into the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
It's just like Oklahoma and Flight 800. We're not going to know this. Well, at least the mainstream is not going to give us the real story about this.
No, they're not. And they never will. For instance, you're going to hear from now on that the two planes that crashed into the top of the World Trade Center towers are what caused the buildings to collapse, and that's a bold-faced, bare lie.
They can't hold it. If it's that obvious, they're going to have to maybe make up a story about a truck bomb.
They may make up a story, they may not. I think they're going to blame it on those planes, and they're going to ignore all accusations otherwise, our testimony of experts, just like they did with the Oklahoma City Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building. So many explosive experts and people who know about explosives and demolition, people who bring down buildings all the time, have testified and written papers and books and all kinds of stuff saying that that truck full of fertilizer parked in front of the building could not possibly have done the damage that they claim that it did.
Right, and the support column that was nearest to the truck was not broken, where these others farther away were.
But it's reinforced.
And we were never shown the videos.
It's reinforced concrete. It's a hard target. It takes shaped charges to snap a reinforced concrete pillar. You can't do it, even with high explosives parked out on the street. It can't happen.
I've got the video by General Parton explaining all about that.
Yeah.
They never showed us the videos. They never showed us pictures of Vincent Foster, or at least not the real ones, or anything. They never, and that's what we got to demand is more information.
Yeah, well, you can demand all you want. They're not going to give it to you. they're just not going to give it to you.
They can't. They can't admit that they made AIDS. They can't admit a whole lot of stuff. Right?
No, they can't.
All right, Bill, I'll let you go. Thanks.
All right, thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. We'll take anybody that wants to call anytime, and we'll take your call immediately.
This is a vicious attack upon New York. It's an attack upon America. It's an attack upon the whole concept of freedom and our way of life. And we cannot let these attacks succeed. First step has to be to make sure we do everything in our power to protect the people and to save the lives of those whose lives are still at risk, and to help those who have been injured. And I want to commend the mayor, and I want to thank my colleagues from Connecticut, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and the federal government have all offered and made ready support to help us deal with this ongoing crisis. The people of New York